On today's ChurchTechCast.com screencast show, movie copyright, Pro 5 Bibles, and virtual church. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your questions about using tech in church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation. Ask your questions. So you can do that by just leaving them right below the video. If you're not watching the video, though, just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. Either way is perfectly fine. So let's drop right into the first question. This is from Joseph Ryan over on Twitter. He asked me, "My church wants to show part of the Passion of the Christ for our Easter play. Is there any copyright issues with that?" Yes. Quite frankly, there are. The problem we're running into is the exemption that allows churches to perform music for and says that that's fair use doesn't include movies, just music. So that's a bit of an issue. Secondly, the CVLI license, Church Video License Incorporated, CVLI, at CVLI.com, I believe, does not list Icon Productions, who made The Passion of the Christ, as one of their producers. So you have to get permission either directly from them or from a service called Swank. And Swank also absolutely is capable of doing that. It sounds like it's not an organization that's on the up and up, but churches have used them for years, and if you want to show a movie that's not on the producer list of CVLI, that's the way that I would do it. Next, Kelsey McDonald, also known as DJ Conviction, asked me, let me read his whole question because it's divided into two parts here from Twitter. "Having a problem downloading Bibles in ProPresenter 5. When I push the button to download, another tab opens with a page full of characters. Now the .dmg file is downloaded. Wanted to debut ProPresenter, but I don't have any Bibles." Okay, two things that I would try. First, I would right-click on the link and select download and see if you get the DMG file that way, mount it on your desktop, and then you should be able to double click on the Bible. If that doesn't work, the other thing you could do as a temporary measure is copy and paste from BibleGateway.com, and that would work. As it turns out, since I talked to you, they've released ProPresenter 6 Beta, and ProPresenter 6 Beta, they've rebuilt the Bibles. So I think that you're not going to run into this problem again if you go with ProPresenter 6. So just something for you to keep in mind. Finally, Michael Purcell, in response to my video on from a live stream to an online campus on YouTube, asks, "A couple of thoughts that came to mind watching this. One, has anyone tried building a virtual church in the world of Second Life? One could create a virtual church building just like, or not, the real one of your congregation. Others in Second Life could find your community and perhaps become part of the followers. With Meerkat, a pastor could create a live streaming service or messages direct to parishioners via their Twitter address. And with either of these ideas, you would be able to reach more people. What do you think? So the first off, LifeChurch.tv had an online campus for years in Second Life. They might have abandoned it because Second Life has actually lost some of its popularity over the years. So I don't think that I'd recommend a church to start that right now. I think instead I would say that you could go on from there doing something different. Secondly, Meerkat looks to be really popular for live streaming. I don't know yet, since it's iOS only, that leaves out Android. Problem number one. Problem number two, you can't really get video into it from anything other than the camera on the iPhone. So it's not that you can necessarily use it for live streaming of your church, although it might be a possibility for smaller churches. Third, I don't know yet if it's going to be a permanent thing or a flash in the pan. So those are all possibilities. You're right that you can reach out to people with a live stream, and that's what I recommend. I also recommend, I'll leave a link to Kevin Purcell's article based on this episode of Technobabble that he references, that Michael O'Hara references here in this question, and we can talk about that, because Kevin has some great ideas about online campuses versus in-person campuses. And I think it comes down to, and he and I agree, that sometimes the physical presence of someone else to give you a hug or a pat on the back or just a shoulder to cry on really matters. But in certain circumstances, you just don't have that as an option. So if that's the case, then maybe there are other possibilities that you can look for. So I hope that helped you. I hope that that was one of your questions that you just meant to ask but didn't get around to it. But if it's not, don't forget you can leave your question under the video or drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Speaking of email, if you like this content, I'd love for you to join my email newsletter list, and I'm going to give you a free gift to do it. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can choose a free gift, and you can get a free subscription to my email newsletter. So that's where I let you know of all the cool new things that are going on here around at trinitydigitalmedia.com, including my upcoming move to a better studio. Ooh, more about that later. So remember, that's Trinity, like the Holy Trinity, digital, like ones and zeros, media, like not small, not large. Okay, media isn't like not small, not large. It's like something that you put in art onto. But anyway, .com. Do that, and I'll get in touch with you right afterwards. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.